Now Peter sat outside the palace, and a damsel came to him, saying, You also were with Jesus of Galilee. But he denied before them all and said, I know not what you are saying. When he had gone out into the porch, another maid saw him and said to them that were there, This fellow was also with Jesus of Nazareth. Again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man. After a while, they that stood by said to him, Surely you also are one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crowed, and Peter remembered the word of Jesus. And he went out and wept bitterly. Jesus stood before the governor, and he asked Jesus, Are you the king of the Jews? Jesus said, You say it. When he was accused of the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then said Pilate to him, Do you hear how many things they witness against you? Jesus answered him never a word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at that feast, the governor was to release to the people a prisoner whom they would. They had then a notable prisoner called Barabbas. Pilate said to them, Whom shall I release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, which is called Christ? The chief priests and elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered them, Which shall I release to you? They said, Barabbas. Pilate said, What shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? They all said to him, Let him be crucified. Why, what evil has he done? But they cried out the more, saying, Let him be crucified. To them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers took Jesus into the common hall and gathered to him the whole band of soldiers. They stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they knelt before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews. They spit upon him, and took the reed and smote him on the head. After that they mocked him, and took off the robe from him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. As they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, and him they compelled to bear his cross. When they came to a place called Golgotha, they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, when he had tasted it, he would not drink. They crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And they said to him, "You that destroys the temple and builds it in 3 days, save yourself. If you be the Son of God, come down from the cross." Jesus cried with a loud voice, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Now when the centurion and they that were with him, watching Jesus, saw the earthquake and those things that were done, they feared greatly and said, "Truly, this was the Son of God." And many women were there beholding afar off, which followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him. At the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the sepulchre. Behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. For fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. Said to the women, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. And behold, he goes before you into Galilee. There you shall see him. Lo, I have told you. They departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word. As they went to tell his disciples, behold, Jesus met them and said, "All hail." They came and held him by the feet and worshipped him. Then said Jesus to them, "Be not afraid. Go tell my brethren that they go into Galilee, and there shall they see me." All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.